Everybody, please stand for a flag salute.
One nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Monday, November 18, 2019. The time is 8:05. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Communications, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. The Historic Restoration Trust of Nutley Kingsland Manor, located at 3 Kingsland Street, has submitted a social affair permit to hold a wine tasting event on Saturday, January 18, 2020, with a snow date of Saturday, January 25, 2020, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Reports, Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have my Department of Public Safety monthly report.
Mr. Evans.
I have a code enforcement report for the month of October.
Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for November 18, 2019. Public Affairs, $110,808.29. Revenue and Finance, $2,685,140.92. Public Safety, $51,015.86. Public Works, $36,253.52. Parks and Public Property, $85,224.94. Water Utility, $75,627.98. Payroll for November 1st, 2019. Overtime payroll is $43,409.23. Total payroll for November 1st, 2019 is $830,759.99. Payroll for November 15th, 2019. Overtime payroll, $41,654.93. Total payroll for November 15th, 2019 is $827,801.03 for a grand total $4,702,632.53.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Yeah. Good evening, Carmine Alessio, 81 East Center Street. I'm looking at number 287-19, execution of professional service contract with Angela Cerfelli in regards to Council of Services regarding municipal land use law. I'm looking at that, and I know that, you know, Mr. Cerfelli is a great guy, but he's had this job for numerous years, and I've been coming to these meetings for a long time, and I have a beef with the Municipal Land Use Act and laws that go with certain properties or laws that are being changed to fit certain properties or something to that effect. And I'm definitely not happy with what has been going on. To give you an example, my neck of the woods is down on East Center Street, and a lot of the buildings there, as we make progress, people go for variances, but there are numerous buildings and numerous land up there and around town that, when I look at or attend the planning board meetings, yet resolutions that are stipulated with what prohibits what or what entails here or whatnot. As far as I'm concerned, nothing gets enforced. So, I don't know if that falls under the gentleman's category as a professional person in regards to municipal land use. When a citizen comes in front of the board, in my case numerous years, and states my case pretty much under oath, because which I can raise my right hand and everything I come here and say is 100% and absolutely the truth, that like I said, there's nothing's really enforced, at least in my area. And this has a domino effect. Why? What pertains to me? Why am I here speaking my case? Because when someone gets something and it's not enforced properly, it hinders another person, like in my case, me, certain things. It makes either my quality of life less or the value of my property in the area I'm in go down or deteriorate. And I hold someone who's in charge of, or I'm winding it up, Mayor, should, like, when someone comes in here and gets up in front of this podium, it's not so easy, okay? So they evidently need help or they want assistance. And when you walk out of here and you're denied what's right, in my case, like some of these buildings, I've gone for variances, but the variance, I don't know, after a few years gets swept under the carpet. You come here and complain about it, and nothing gets done. So, that's my opinion.
Well, thank you, Mr. Alessio. Commissioner, you want to address that at all?
Mr. Cifelli is an exceptional land use attorney in the state of New Jersey. He does not sit on the planning board or the board of adjustment. He does his purpose is to advise the construction official on matters when there's an interpretation of land use law, and he does an excellent job.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Mr. Alessio, you had your 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
I come to an understanding, like of what Mr. Evans said about Mr. Cifelli. He doesn't have anything to do with something that has been granted. It's the planning board.
I think what the commissioner said is that Mr. Cifelli is not involved with the planning board.
Right. Obviously, he's just an
expert.
All right.
And I think some of the things that you brought up were either planning or zoning issues. I think that was the distinction.
Right, but so isn't he an overseer of what goes on?
No.
Mr. Alessio, I understand your point, and I understand your concern, and I know it relates to a specific property that's right next door to your property.
Not just that.
I'm,
And I don't have time. I only get like.
I understand, but I just want to relate to the fact is that Mr. Cifelli's role is that when there comes to an interpretation of compliance with a variance or land use law in advising Mr. Berry, who's the construction official, that's the capacity with which he acts in the services. If there is a matter about whether or not something is at issue regarding a property that's seeking a variance or something before the planning board, that would go through either the Zoning Board of Adjustment or the Planning Board, and Andy is not the attorney for those boards. So to your point is if you raise a question of concern that goes to the construction official and that requires an interpretation based upon the law and compliance, Andy would help as an advisor and counsel to Dave to provide that advice. So he acts in that capacity. And in your one particular case, and I understand you're referring to many, but in one, the adjacent property has been followed through based upon your complaints. It did go to court in Belleville, and it was required to be cleaned up. And the current issue that you have raised regarding a small trailer that's being used as a storage shed is a matter of interpretation. And it's my understanding that both the council and Dave Berry do not see it as non-compliance with the variance that was granted.
Okay, that's one.
Thank you, Mr. Alessio.
I disagree. I just want to put that on the record with anything that the gentleman had just said, because there's a big discrepancy on in real life I'm seeing as opposed to what he's saying.
And to the extent that that property needs to be addressed again, I assure you, as I've said many times, Carmen, if it needs to be followed up on, it will be followed up on every single time. No one is allowed to be exempt from the law.
But if you're involved in being a leader in municipal land use, there's no question about anything. This is the attorney now that's the expert in the town.
That's right. And he is the expert. That's correct.
So it's like buying a new car. Once you pull it out of the showroom, it's like it loses $10,000-$20,000 right then and there. It's like what he thinks is being done is not what it is in the real world with numerous, not just next door, numerous properties in the town that I could like actually sit down and like discuss, but I don't have time.
I understand. Every property that has gone through a variance of some sort, either before the Board of Adjustment or the Planning Board, has gone through a board where it's been subject to testimony and evidence that was presented to those boards, where citizens of the town have voted on that, and they were represented by council. They're separate boards.
But if they're not followed through appropriately.
And I would disagree that they're not followed through appropriately.
Let's move on. Thank you. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing that, Board of Commissioner announcements, Commissioners?
Yes, sir. Mayor, I have one. On December 9th, we will be holding at the Parks Department at 44 Park Avenue Christmas cookies and holiday hearts. It's an event for grandparents and their grandchildren, similar to what we did for Halloween, pumpkin painting with grandchildren. Space is limited. There was a $5 per person per child cost. Grandparents are free, and we would encourage everyone to attend. It helps keep our community together, and it gives our grandparents some quality time with their grandchildren.
Tomorrow, when is that date again?
It's December 9th.
Thank you, Commissioner.
From 6 to 7:30.
Anybody else? Just a reminder that December 8th will be our tree lighting ceremony. The tree was cut today, donated by a citizen on Bloomfield Avenue, and we delivered it today, and it'll be decorated, and I want to thank you in advance for all the help in getting the tree here and also in running the event on the 8th. So I think it begins at 5:30 on Sunday, December 8th. Let's move to the new ordinance introductions. Ordinance number 3431, an ordinance to fix salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018, be ordained by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley as follows. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 17, 2019. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. This is also ordinance number 3432, ordinance to fix salary of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley of County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 17, 2019. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Let's move into public hearings. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance number 3429, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 22A, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth thereon. I move to open the public hearing.
Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3429?
Seeing no one, I move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next ordinance, number 3430, an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2017. Move to open the public portion of the meeting.
Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3430? Seeing none,
move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Let's move to resolutions. Commissioner Rogers.
Resolution number 281-19, whereas the Township of Nutley and the Township of Montclair desires to enter into an agreement wherein the Township of Montclair will furnish health services of a technical and professional nature to the Township of Nutley pursuant to NJSA 26-3A-22-1 and NJSA 40A:84-1, and whereas it is in the best interest of the Township of Nutley to continue to utilize services of the Township of Montclair for the furnishing of health services to cover the period of January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2023 for a fee of $22,235.50 per calendar half in 2020, per calendar half in 2021, and $23,590 per calendar half in 2022, and $24,297.50 per calendar half in 2023. And whereas funds will be available from account number 001643200, subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with the Township of Montclair for furnishing health services. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas Township of Nutley entered into a contract with Viridian Environmental Consultants, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, for groundwater investigation services, and whereas Director of Parks and Public Property has recommended the following change order from said contract, change order number one, site investigation services in the amount of $3,365, and whereas funds are available from Capital Ordinance 3372C and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that change order one in the amount of $3,365 be and is hereby approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Shade Tree Committee meetings will be held on the following dates for the year 2020, January 14th, March 10th, April 7th, June 16th, September 22nd, and November 17th. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas Township of Nutley has a need to acquire dental plan services on behalf of the township, and whereas such services may be acquired as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate, and whereas IMAC Insurance Management and Consulting shopped rates but none of the quotes were comparable to the benefits the township currently has with Delta Dental, and whereas the township has negotiated with Delta Dental of New Jersey, P.O. Box 369, Parsippany, New Jersey, and has retained a 2-year renewal rate with a 3% reduction. And whereas the anticipated cost for the service will not exceed $362,100 per year, and whereas funds will be available from account 0-01526243 and 0-05707243 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officers, said funds to be available through the 2020 municipal budget, and whereas Delta Dental of New Jersey has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies that Delta Dental has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Delta Dental from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley authorizes the mayor to enter into a contract with Delta Dental of New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas Township Nutley has a need to acquire Vision Care Network plan services on behalf of the township, and whereas such services may be acquired as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate, and whereas Premier Vision Care, 990 Cedar Bridge Avenue, Brick, New Jersey, submitted a proposal indicating they will provide services for the sum of $1,564, and whereas funds will be available from account 0-01526245 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, authorizes the Commissioner of Parks and Public Property to enter into a contract with Premier Vision Care. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have several, in total 9 resolutions that I need to read tonight. Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need to retain the services of an attorney who specializes in municipal land use law and policy to provide legal advice and services to the Code Enforcement Department in connection with the Township's land use policies and procedures, and whereas NJSA 48:11-51A(i) permits the award of a contract without public bidding, and whereas Angelo Cifelli, Esquire of the law firm of Pyro Zinna, Cifelli, Paris, and Genitempo of Nutley has submitted a proposal in the amount not to exceed $10,000, whereas funds are available from account 001-226-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget. Whereas the anticipated terms of the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from January 1, 2020 to December 31st, 2020. Whereas the law firm of Pyro Zinna, Cifelli, Paris, and Genitempo has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Angelo Cifelli as a professional service. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township and a notice in accordance with the public contract law of New Jersey in a form attached here too shall be published in Nutley Sun. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of an attorney as municipal tax counsel to provide legal services concerning municipal tax appeals in the Township of Nutley as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944:820.420.5 is appropriate. Whereas the tax assessor has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate services provided by the vendor for the year will exceed $30,000, whereas the law firm of Pyro Zinnis, Cefelli, Powers, and Genitempo of Passaic Avenue in Nutley has submitted a fee schedule for providing such services, the total of which will not exceed $50,000, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for a 12-month period beginning on January 1, 2020, whereas the law firm Pyro Zinnis, Cefelli, Powers, and Genitempo has completed and submitted the a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. And whereas funds are available from account 001204200 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State, New Jersey, that the Mayor be and is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Frank Zinna, Esquire, of the law firm of Pyro Zinna, Cefelli, Paris, Genitempo, as a professional service. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the clerk of the Township of Nutley in a notice in accordance with public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached here too shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, through the Department of Revenue and Finance, has a need to acquire grant consulting services on behalf of the Township as a non-fair and open and non-open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A or 20.5 as appropriate, whereas Millennium Strategies, 60 Columbia Road, Suite 230, Marstown, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating that they will provide such services for a sum not to exceed $35,000, whereas the term of this contract is for 12 months beginning January 1, 2020, whereas Millennium Strategies has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that the said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Millennium Strategies partners from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account 001209205, subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, as follows. A contract shall be entered into between the Township of Nutley and Millennium Strategies for grant consulting services for an amount not to exceed $35,000. A copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the Township Clerk. I want to note on this that while we pay $35,000 for this service, the benefit to the town is significant. Last week, Commissioner Tucci announced an effort for the improvements to DeMuro Park, where we're receiving a grant and loan combination of over $700,000. We also have been awarded significant contracts for roadway repairs and improvements that go into the hundreds of thousands of dollars as well. And there's other things. So the benefit to the town for the $35,000 every year, you know, generally exceeds more than $1 million worth of grant benefits as a result of that service. Next resolution. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Move it.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Now the next one. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a registered municipal accountant to conduct the annual audit of the Township's books, accounts, and financial transactions, inclusive of the Nutley Public Library, within 5 months after the close of its this fiscal year as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4 20.5, as appropriate. Whereas the Chief Financial Officer has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate service provided by the vendor for the year will exceed $30,000, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months, beginning January 1, 2020. Whereas Nizavachia LLP, Certified Public Accountants, 200 Valley Road, Suite 300, Mount Arlington, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule totaling $160,019.59 for providing such services. Whereas Nizavachia Certified Public Accountants has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. And whereas funds will be available from account 001-222-2205 in the amount of $93,669.72, and account 005-706-205 in the amount of $66,349.87, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that and authorizes the Mayor to enter into a contract with Nizavachia LLP and consultants to provide the above services. Be further resolved that the business entity disclosure certification and a determination of value be placed on file with this resolution. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a professional real estate appraiser to assist with real estate appraisals, tax appeals, and tax court appearances, and to complete the necessary procedures to ensure the capture of added assessments arising from ongoing improvement activities in the Township of Nutley is an unfair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4, 20.5. Whereas the tax assessor has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate services provided by the vendor for the year will exceed $30,000, whereas Hendricks Appraisal Company, 7 Hutton Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule for providing such service, the total of which will not exceed $45,000, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, whereas funds will be available from account 001-204-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, whereas Hendricks Appraisal has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and whereas the business entity disclosure certification and the determination of value be placed on file with this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, it authorizes the Mayor enter into a contract with Hendricks Appraisal Company, LLC. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The next resolution is a resolution for the Township of Nutley authorizing the engagement of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, and Taylor as counsel for the Township concerning compliance and procedural and general legal issues pursuant to NJSA 20A11-1 as amended. This service is a specialized service requiring special knowledge of an advanced topic in the field of learning acquired by a prolonged formal course of specialized training and study as distinguished from general academic instruction or apprenticeship and training. Funds are available for the purposes of this account in 001-012205, and a certificate of availability of funds has been filed with the Chief Financial Officer in accordance with the local budget law NJSA 48:4-57 and NJAC 5-345.2. The term of this is for 2020, and I'm looking. Hold on 1 second. Yes, the chief financial officer. It's in the resolutions. This one's written a little bit differently. I was looking for the certification by chief financial officer for the funds. I just want to clarify for the record with this resolution that this resolution is for 2020 and that the funds will be certified and provided in the municipal budget for the 2020 budget year. whereas Englesino Webster Wiscalla Taylor has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies the firm has not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political candidate or a candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year that would violate either NJSA 1944A 20.5 or the township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance adopted by referendum or any and all relevant executive orders or the State of New Jersey Election Enforcement Law Commission disclosure requirements, and that the contract will bar Englesino Webster Wiscalla Taylor and Taylor from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract. Whereas local public contract law, as amended, requires this resolution be publicly advertised, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that in accordance with local public contract law that hereby authorizes and approves the award of this professional service contract to the firm of Englesino Webster Wiscalla Taylor pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.5 as legal counsel in accordance with a contract for professional services, which shall provide that the legal counsel or any attorney on the staff are paid an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and hourly rate of $100 for services performed by a paralegal or a law clerk. Further resolved that the chief financial officer has executed a certification of funds for the contract and that sufficient funds will be available in the municipal budget for 2020. Further resolved that the services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $35,000 in the aggregate. Further resolved that the anticipated term of this contract is 1 year, January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, and that the mayor and clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver said contract for these services on behalf of and in the name of the township, that the business entity disclosure certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution, and finally, that a copy of this resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of its passage. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
All right, three more. Whereas the Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 48-11-11, may by resolution and with advertising purchase goods and services under the approved National Cooperative Purchasing Program, and whereas the Township of Nutley has a need on a timely basis to purchase goods and services utilizing the following National Cooperative Purchasing Programs: U.S. Communities Government Purchasing Alliance, National Joint Powers Alliance, Keystone Purchasing Network, HGAC by. Whereas the Township of Nutley intends to enter into contracts with U.S. Communities Government Purchasing, Joint Powers Alliance, Keystone, and HGAC by vendors through this resolution and properly execute contracts, which shall be subject to all the conditions applicable to the contracts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township of Nutley authorizes the purchasing agent to purchase certain goods and services from the alliances mentioned herein, pursuant to all the conditions of individual contracts for the year 2020, commencing January 1. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 48:11-12A and NJAC 5:347.29C, may by resolution and without advertising for bids purchase any goods or services under the State of New Jersey Cooperative Program for any state contracts entered into on behalf of the state by the division of purchase and property in the Department of the Treasury. Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need on a timely basis to purchase goods or services utilizing state contracts. Whereas the Township of Nutley intends to enter into contracts with state contracts and is authorized through this resolution to enter into any and all contracts administered by the New Jersey Division of Purchase and Property with state contract vendors and properly executed contracts listed on their website and legacy contracts listed on state.nj.us treasury purchase, which shall be subject to all the conditions applicable to the current state contract. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Township of Nutley authorizes the purchasing agent to purchase certain goods and services than any approved state contract vendor pursuant to all the conditions of the state contract. Be it further resolved that the governing body of the Township of Nutley pursuant to NJAC 5:30.5.5b, the certification of available funds shall either certify the full maximum amount against the budget at the time of the contract is awarded, or no contracts shall be chargeable or certified until such time as the goods or services are ordered or otherwise called for prior to placing the order, and a certification of availability of funds is made by the Chief Financial Officer. Be further resolved that the duration of this contract is for the period January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye. My last one.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 48:11-11, made by resolution and without advertising for bids, purchase any goods or services under an approved county cooperative purchasing program. Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need on a timely basis to purchase goods or services utilizing Essex County Purchasing Program. Whereas the Township of Nutley intends to enter into a contract with the Essex County Cooperative Purchasing Program through this resolution and properly executed contracts, which shall be subject to all conditions applicable to the current contracts. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Township of Nutley authorizes the purchasing agent to purchase certain goods or services from this approved co-op vendor pursuant to all the conditions of individual county contracts. Be it further resolved that the governing body of the Township, pursuant to NJAC 5:30.5.5b, the certification of available funds, shall either certify the full maximum amount against the budget at the time of the contract is awarded, or no contract shall be chargeable or certified until such time as goods and services are ordered or otherwise called for prior to placing the order, and certification of availability of funds is made by the Chief Financial Officer. Be it further resolved that the duration of this contract is for the period January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, sir. Whereas impaired drivers and on our nation's roads kill more than 10,000 people each year and cost society more than $37 billion annually, whereas 29% of motor vehicle fatalities in New Jersey in 2018 were alcohol-related, and whereas an enforcement crackdown is planned to combat impaired driving, and whereas the season at the end of this year traditionally a time of social gathering, which often include alcohol, whereas the State of New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety has asked law enforcement agencies throughout the state to participate in Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over and holiday crackdown, year-end holiday crackdown. And whereas the project will involve increased impaired driving enforcement from December 11, 2019 through January 1, 2020, whereas an increase in impaired driving enforcement and reduction in impaired driving will save lives on our roadways. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township of Nutley declares its support for Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over 2019 year-end holiday crackdown from December 11, 2019 through January 1, 2020, and pledges to increase awareness of the dangers of drinking and driving. I urge everyone this holiday season to please use Uber if you're going to drink and drive. I know our kids are masters at it. I get the bill every month, along with some friends in the audience for that, but our police department will be out there in force, so please use common sense. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye, and just to save a little time, I'm just going to read this
aye.
One.
Mayor Scarpelli,
thank sorry. You. I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm going to read this one by title. This is this... our police department is acquiring proprietary software. It's as written, resolution 299-19. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye. And
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's good advice. It's not an endorsement for Uber, but just don't drive your own car. Thank you, Commissioner Rogers.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas application has been filed by Luna Wood Tavern for a person-to-person transfer of plenary retail consumption license number 0716-33027011
heretofore issued to Southside Grill LLC for premises located at 223A Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Whereas the submitted application form is complete in all respects, the transfer fees have been paid and the license has been properly renewed for the current license term. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley does hereby approve, effective November 18, 2019, the transfer of aforesaid plenary retail consumption license to Luna Wood Tavern, and does hereby direct the municipal clerk to endorse the license certificate to the new owner as follows. This license, subject to all its terms and conditions, is hereby transferred to Luna Wood Fire Tavern, effective November 18, 2019. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle application has been received from the following organization, Nutley Youth Baseball Club, license number 54-19, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Friday, March 27, 2019. Whereas the application has been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned license is approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved in accordance with Open Public Meetings Law, Chapter 231, Public Law, 1975, the public meetings of the Nutley Board of Education, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, are held the first and third Tuesday of every month. Please take further notice the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley may hold an end-of-the-year meeting on Thursday, December 31st, 2020, at 9 a.m., Township of Nutley Municipal Building, third floor, where Commission Chambers, 1 Kennedy Drive, formal action may be taken, and the list there in the resolution. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following days shall be considered paid holidays. The 2020 holiday schedule as listed. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following newspapers are hereby designated as the official newspapers for advertising for the Township of Nutley for the year 2020. Nutley Sun, the Star Ledger, Herald News. Be it further resolved that Tap Into Nutley B and hereby is designated as the electronic news source for which notices and other matters to be provided under the Open Public Meetings Act of the State of Jersey, otherwise known as the Sunshine Law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Eugene Diaz, 100 Metro Boulevard, Nutley, New Jersey. Evening, Commissioners. I think you all know me as the managing member of the ownership entity that owns the Onfrey campus and the Roche campus. We reached another milestone last week. I think it's important to report on this milestone. A couple milestones, actually, were reached. One, we crossed the $200 million threshold mark of our investment into the Onfrey campus. And I think it's important to note that accomplishments and the things that are happening to date there certainly require a lot of capital, a lot of dedication, hard work, and effort by the PRISM team. And crossing that $200 million investment mark into the communities, I think, is a big mark of confidence and our commitment to responsible development in the campus. The second mark of that was Ralph Lauren moved their final personnel into the building, now amounting to over 1,100 people into that building. And to get them in and meet their schedule took an awful lot of work. So we know, as we do this in lots of communities, that development is not just a developer doing its work, that the township has an awful lot to do. The township gets involved in a significant way and can help make or break the success of any project. And what we found in working with Nutley, I wanted to officially commend the Nutley building inspectors and code official inspectors for the incredible amount of dedication, hard work, and effort that they exhibited in meeting a really, really aggressive schedule to help get Ralph Lauren into the building safe and sound and on time. So keep your heads up. Don't worry. This is just a lot. What we'd like to do tonight is we'd like to present this award, which says October 19th, for the Nutley Code Officials in commemoration of your hard work, dedication, and determination to ensure the safe and timely occupancy of Ralph Lauren at 100 Metro Boulevard and the 100-200 Metro Garage. Dave Barron, construction official, Rich Keeley, elevator inspector, Pete Kamecki, plumbing inspector, Bob Bell, electrical inspector, Carl Fennell, building inspector, and Ron Moskow, fire inspector. Now, we would have probably have put Alan Jen and Tempo's name down here as well, since he helped orchestrate this all, but I have found that spurring the ego on of attorneys has an immediate reaction in their billable hour rate. So, sorry, Alan, but thank you nonetheless for all your work and efforts, too. But we hope that the town would proudly display this, but your people did an amazing job. They worked really hard. They were there on moment's notice. They kept coming back, and we really felt that it meant the world in order to make it happen. So thanks to all those officials, and we look forward to continuing to work with them on this project as we move forward.
Thank you.
Commissioner, you want
to? No, Gene, listen, thank you very much. It's an honor for me that when someone comes to the podium and acknowledges the people in my department for their hard work, I think that's wonderful, and it's very thoughtful on your part because they don't seek any type of recognition. They were there whenever they were needed. They worked through the issues, and there were obviously several that had to be overcome, but they were all dedicated on the fact that, as well with the backing of the Board of Commissioners, that we want Ralph Lauren in that building on time, and we want them to be happy with their new home in Nutley. And we thank you for bringing them to Nutley, because it's a great win for all of us. But I would also share with you, while you got exposure to the people in the code department, I think you would be equally impressed as you actually got to know some of and all of the dedicated employees that we have here in town, because they're aligned on a very simple premise: to serve the people of our town and the very best of their ability and the best interests of the town. So thank you.
Mr. Diaz, I'd like to thank you for recognizing our employees. I always say Nutley is the center of the universe. I said this the other day, and Ralph Lauren kind of brings that home. There's a documentary on HBO on the story of Mr. Lauren's life called Very Ralph. In the documentary, two Nutley High School graduates and members of the Hall of Fame are in the documentary, Martha Stewart and Paul Goldberger. Mm. And very interesting that out of all the, I mean, there were maybe 10 people who commented throughout the documentary, two of them graduates of Nutley High School, Ralph Lauren, located now in Nutley, New Jersey. Like I always say, Nutley is the center of the universe. So.
Thank you,
Mr. Diaz.
If I may address now, is 200 Metro Boulevard, since
sure.
We own some other properties. So this is an official request, an appeal to this governing body to withdraw your objection to the application in Clifton in front of their planning board for development of a Marriott hotel and medical office building. It's having irreparable damage to our ongoing discussions and negotiations with potential tenants to attract them, continue to attract them to this campus. And I really think that the public nature of the objection tarnishes Nutley's own brand image as a pro-business-friendly municipality. If you have concerns about impacts, I think you know that our relationship throughout this process over the past 3 years is such that pick up the phone, call us, we'll be available to sit and discuss. I don't think at any point in time PRISM has ever evidenced any kind of lack of desire or willingness to address traffic impacts or infrastructure impacts in any way, shape, or form. And proof to the positive, with the Quest application in Clifton, we spent over $2 million in improvements to happen on Bloomfield Avenue, stretching all the way down to Passaic and all the way up to Allwood Circle. So I think that if you have these concerns can be dealt with in this fashion. Unfortunately, I think the advice that you are getting from your redevelopment council, which I boil down to this idea that somehow you have to hold leverage over us as a developer here to get us to do the right thing, I think is completely wrong. I think we have always represented ourselves to have the best interests of the community at heart. We know for this campus to exceed all of our expectations and do what we feel really can be done in creating a truly sustainable and value-add community asset, that people need to be able to get in and out of it, and it needs to be developed responsibly. And I don't think anything that we've done to date could come remotely near irresponsible development. I think it goes just the opposite. So I ask you to remove that from the public realm, and let's have these discussions as we have had previously, right, in one-on-one discussions between the redevelopment committee and PRISM, so that we can get down to the root of any of the issues and solve them constructively, as opposed to sending messages out there that, quite frankly, say, hey, wait, maybe this campus does not, or people don't want this campus developed as a mixed-use, livable, workable environment.
Thank Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Diaz.
I'd like to respond. Mr. Diaz, you did good with the award. You did good up until you came to part two. And I'm going to be very frank and very clear on the way I feel. I don't know how my colleagues feel, but I see here a little angry. To begin with, I feel like you came up here and you tried to soften the target, and then after the target is softened, you come off with this idea that you should officially request us to withdraw something that we feel is necessary to do what? Not to tarnish the image of you or of the project or to this township, but to represent the people of this community. That is the goal of this Board of Commissioners. That is my goal as a Board of Commissioner. Now, you talk about us not bringing things public, not going back and forth. What you did here today is an outrage, is an outrage to present something fine to a fine group of people, and then after that, do what you did, it to me is just an outrage. So I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I want you to understand that you've come to a community where the people stick together, work together. We have a group of commissioners here who I've had the pleasure of knowing for 38 years as a police officer and 8 years as a commissioner, whose integrity is without question, whose motives are without question, whose motives have always been and always will be the best interest of the taxpayers of this community. So when I hear terms like, well, you know, you guys are going to tarnish the image of the town, and that is outrageous. And I feel offended by what you did tonight and by what you said. I'm just one commissioner. But I've got to tell you, I think when the people of this community see on these TV screens what I saw and heard tonight, you've outraged them. Mr. Mayor, that's all I have to say.
Well, Commissioner Mayor, I would address and say that none of my statements at all went to ethics at all of anybody or motive. It simply went to path. And that I think that there is a path that we had previously embarked on over 3 years that somewhere has gone off on a different direction. And it's generated animus between the two parties, which cannot continue to go on. And we used to meet monthly, we no longer meet monthly. And I think that what I'm trying to suggest is that there are ways to do things that continue to represent the good nature of everybody in this community.
And may I say, this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it.
And neither is it to show up in Clifton on a 2 days
notice. Look, this is not the time or place. You're talking about we should do things, sit together, make phone calls. You're in a public forum right now, and God knows how many residents are going to see this. you're contradicting the very methodology that you are dictating to us. So, Mr. Mayor, I would just ask that he had his 15 minutes and that we just end this.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other comments?
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Diaz.
Carmine Alessio, 81 East Center Street. Well, I'm glad I wasn't the one to ruin the award. It's a beautiful award to the workers of our code enforcement. But getting back to the resolution 287-19 with Mr. Angelo Cerfelli in regarding the Municipal Land Use Act, I have one that's about 72 hours recent. And maybe this could be Mr. Cerfelli's first look at job. I was walking down into the park in Monsignor Owens Field, which is directly across the street from where I live. And I walked around the track and I noticed that two properties, actually 98 and 102 East Center Street, the rear, the back end faces the public property, which is the Monsignor Owens Field. And I noticed, after being in that neighborhood for, I don't know, over 50 years, I noticed that the cyclone fence was removed, and it seems that the property was extended a little bit more than 10 feet with, looks like, a self-made wall and stockade fence. So, you know, getting back to what I initially came up here for with the 3 minutes worth of testifying towards the resolution before, can somebody explain that? That's like stealing public property. And I've been here numerous times in regards to other issues that have gone on in my neighborhood. And I really don't want to get into it, but the electronic fence that initially the DPW's section there was supposed to be in the plans 50 years ago as being an upper level parking lot. And now it turns out that it's sticking because it's stuck. You, Mr. Mayor, made a resolution in 2015 saying that that was that, and it's now commercial property, along with another right-of-way from Washington Avenue that is 9 feet by 125 feet entering the park from Washington School side. That's, like, closed. There's no more right-of-way. I mean, I know things have changed, but this is not in the books for, you know, someone to actually take 10, 12 feet of public property and use the facility from their property as a work area where I noticed that trucks were parked and supplies were kept and actually four trees were removed, four solid giant trees from the park's side that were cut down. Looks like it's to compliment the people who probably asked our town fathers if they could do it, because it's too obvious that the trees were removed and it looks like it was issued to them. And I don't see any kind of way that there may be documentation or a a payout for something like that because it's obviously park property. And like I said, the fence, cyclone fence was removed and it looks different. And I don't like it. And if you were down there, you would see and justify the reasoning why.
Commissioner, you want to address that?
Yes, sir. I'll address the park part.
Okay,
Carmen, you can do the other part. Carmen, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I'm not aware that anyone has extended their property 10 feet onto Park's property, but we will absolutely investigate that. And if that's the case, which I do not believe is correct, all right, we will correct that. And if there were trees cut, all right, I can assure you there were no trees cut on Park property to accommodate anyone, all right. And the only reason we ever cut down trees, all right, and we're often criticized for not cutting down trees, is because they're either dead or hazardous, all right? So there was no accommodation made for anyone, and there's never, all right, any park property that's appropriated to any private citizen. And the fences that you're speaking of on those properties, all right, I could be wrong, but I don't believe so, all right, were the properties of the homeowners there. That's not exactly park property because we've been in discussion about putting a fence along that whole hillside there. But I'll be happy to look into this, and I thank you for bringing this to my attention, but I'm not aware of any of this. Commissioner?
Mr. Lesko, again, thank you. I just want to confirm the two properties you mentioned, 98 East Center Street and 102 mm-hmm. East Center Street?
Yeah, that's correct. They're the back end of the property. I guess when you get accustomed to looking at something for all of them years and you see the ununiformity and what it looks like now, it's like it's boxed off 10, 12 feet to accommodate these people for usage.
So, Mr. Leslie,
and if everyone does that, I think, or no, that it's going to ruin everything.
Mr. Lesko, as I said, thank you for bringing that to our attention this evening. I was not aware that there will be a check, and I will notify the construction official in the morning to make sure that there's an inspection of the property that's done immediately. Many times, though, we've had this incident where people have had a fence or a wall constructed on their property, but their actual property boundary goes beyond where they actually put it up. So we'll investigate. I don't have any facts on it.
We shall see if there's any paperwork in regards to what you're speaking about.
It'll be inspected. It'll definitely be
because
inspected.
It doesn't look like it's uniform in respect to all the other properties that border that park.
I assure you that it will be inspected, and if there is an issue,
okay.
Thank you. It will be addressed.
As far as the trees go, it appears to be like that. Could be trees on the border. Looks like it could be, that's what it appears to be. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Lesko, I'm sure between the two departments, we'll figure it out. So thank you for bringing it to our attention. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none.
Mr. Mayor?
Oh.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
can I just make a comment for the record based on some things Mr. Diaz said? I just think they should be stated for the record here since he did make a statement in public. Number one, the bi-weekly or bi-monthly or twice a month or so meetings that we have on the calendar have been canceled by their side. We were told there's no new news to report, so there's really nothing to meet about. We've always been ready to meet at any time. I'm on the committee to meet with them, so I think that should be clear. I'm more than happy to meet with them anytime they want to. But the standard meeting has been canceled because, from what we're understanding, there's no news to report. That being said, I just want it clear that the committee that I've been working on, the Redevelopment Committee, has consistently dealt with PRISM in terms of trying to get detailed information regarding the future development of the property. That is why the town has taken the steps to hire our own traffic engineer to determine what impact the total redevelopment will have on the township of Nutley and its residents. And I think that should just be clear. You know, I know that at this point we are objecting to certain things in Clifton relative to understanding the impacts that are going to occur in Nutley because of the development in Clifton. I'm happy to hear that Mr. Diaz is interested in, and willing to invest money in infrastructure, on roadways, and we're more than happy and have been having those discussions with him. So I wanted some of those issues on the record so that the factual issues don't go unanswered or unreported. Thank you.
Mr. Giannatempo, you also put on the record how often the attorneys have been meeting and the other professionals through the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Well, for the last 2 years, I would estimate we've had a weekly phone call, a weekly conference call with the attorneys to discuss any issues that need to be discussed. I would say over the last year, and I don't want to be held to the number, we've had, I don't know, I can't even count how many meetings with engineers, with Mr. Diaz and his professionals, our professionals, to discuss traffic uses, certain uses on Kingsland Avenue, certain roadway changes that they're requesting, the intersection of Kingsland and Ideation Way, Cathedral, just to name a few. So I think those items we're constantly discussing them. That's just meetings that I'm at, and I pretty much attend all the meetings. But we do have our development council that attends the meetings. Our planners attend the meetings. Our engineers sometimes attend the meetings. Sometimes commissioners attend the meetings. And so there have been numerous meetings at the site, 14th floor of Building 200, including the multiple meetings to negotiate the pilots that Commissioner Evans and you, Mayor, were involved directly in those meetings. So I understand Mr. Diaz's position. I think he may misunderstand the township's objection to the Clifton application. I have made it clear to the attorney for the Clifton Planning Board that I don't believe the commissioners are absolutely objecting to the uses, but they need to know the impacts, and we believe that that needs to come through our zoning board. So I'd be more than happy to add anything else if the commissioners think it's relevant. But
I just want to say for the record that I think the public should know that we have asked for a traffic study for over a year, and it has not been provided, and that we had to go out and provide our own traffic study, get our own traffic engineers to do that study. And we're concerned about the development of this entire site and how it's going to affect our services, our infrastructure, and our traffic. And I think, you know, we know that over two-thirds of the traffic in and out of that site have to go through Nutley because of the configuration of Route 3. The only way to get into the campus and out of the campus is going Route 3 eastbound. If you're on Route 3 westbound, you have to get off at one of the exits. You have to come down either Bloomfield Avenue in Clifton to Kingsland or down Cathedral to Kingsland to enter the site through the main entrance on Bloomfield Avenue in Kingsland. So we as a board are very concerned about what the impacts of the entire site when it's redeveloped, and we want to make sure that we mitigate any of those potential problems going forward. And it's convenient to try to sometimes piecemeal this process, but this Board of Commissioners has been steadfast that we're not going to piecemeal this. We allowed the vacant buildings to be occupied, but going forward, we're going to make sure that citizens and our quality of life are not affected in the Township of Nutley.
Mayor, if I could just add to that, I think you summed it up very well there. We are not going to approve things on a transactional basis, all right? We will approve things that are appropriate because our responsibility as commissioners here are to the people of Nutley, so we need to know what the overall impact would be. And exactly what we said we did not want, piecemeal redevelopment, is what's been occurring, and I believe it's closer to 2 years that we've been asking for that traffic study, and for whatever reason, there is resistance. All right. We welcome the redevelopment, the repurposing of that site. I mean, we fought hard to get it to the point that it's at, and we are a willing partner in that redevelopment, but we will not sacrifice the people of Nutley for a tax dollar. Tax dollars are important, but quality of life is equally important. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor, I would add, it is very clear. We have a philosophical difference, I think, in the approach to the redevelopment of the property. We are, as a board and a mayor, you and I sitting on the committee, have reinforced time and time again that we need to understand what a full build-out, not just on the Nutley side, but on the Clifton side. There's 120 acres of property here. Much of it is development on the Clifton side. So there is a significant risk, given the limitations on how traffic roadways can be used right now, especially without a Route 3 West flyover, that there can be significant impacts on our community. We haven't lost one moment of the thinking on the part of our residents about what the impacts can be on our schools, what could the impacts be on our roadways, and Commissioner, as you said, and the quality of life, what kind of town we are. We've been insistent that the development of that property, the redevelopment, needs to fit with the community, and we haven't moved from that. The types of things that we've asked for in terms of understanding what the potential full build-out could be and what that might be and what the impacts associated with that would be, from everything that we've been counseled on by our experts, we haven't asked for anything that isn't out of the ordinary. They're normal requests for a project this size. I believe that there is a resistance around providing that because of the philosophical difference in the approach, whereas we want to see the whole picture, and currently PRISM wants to actually follow a step more more opportunistic into staged approach to this, which we find is not acceptable. And so I stand, you know, with all of you, and use your comments, because I agree with all of them, that we have stabilized the tax base. We will continue to echo our concerns and our need for support from the state for as long as it's necessary. And we will continue to advocate for the build-out for things that will be great for Nutley, will advance our brand as a community, make our homes attractive and more valuable, create job opportunities for us, but it will be in the scale of which the town can itself can support. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I have a statement on another topic. I want to share something with the board and with the public, especially you, Commissioner. It involves your department. Captain Green, you're here. It involves the Detective Bureau. Now, Saturday night, I guess it was around 10 o'clock, I received an email from a non-resident, and I want to underscore this as a non-resident. And this resident had shared with me that, you know, we've been saying, when I say we in law enforcement have been saying, whether it be on TV or radio or at meetings like this, if you see something, say something. Well, this New Jersey resident saw something on social media, and what she saw, she sent to me. And what I saw was bone-chilling. So I sent the information immediately off to the FBI. Now, I know, because I've worked with them, that they receive, if not thousands, millions of bits of information from people regarding some of the things they see on social media. And I sat back and I got to thinking, this information really needs to be investigated immediately. So I think it was around 10 or 10:30, I called Detective Lieutenant Anthony Montaneri, who you had appointed as our intelligence gathering and joint terrorism task force guy here in Nutley. And I shared with him what I had. And he didn't bat an eyelash. He said, send it to me. So I sent it to him, and I got to tell you that the individual who sent it to me was contacted, I'd say within an hour or so. Could you imagine that? On a weekend, by other law enforcement agencies. That individual woman and another individual in her home were interviewed for about an hour and a half. And I believe today the investigation continues. But here's my point. My point is, here's somebody saw something, said something and reported it, and I must tell you, I was not the first person she reported it to. And I'm not going to get into the details of what happened between her first report to someone else and then to me. But the Nutley Police Department took immediate action that had to be taken. Believe me, if I didn't believe that Nutley PD would do the things they're at best on jumping on things like this, I would have probably hand-delivered it to the FBI. That's how bone-chilling this was. You have set up, you, Commissioner, and I know, Jerry, you worked for me, and you've done a great job when you worked for me, but you have set up a culture in that police department that really, truly is serving the best interests of this community. People in town are not going to hear about this or read about this, but without getting into too much detail, I just want to commend you and commend your department. Captain, commend you, and if you could pass on to, you know, the Detective Lieutenant Montaneri, a big thanks from that person. Because I got to tell you something, that individual who reported it to me did it for a reason. And I told her that I got it to the cops I know do the job. So I just wanted to share that with this board. We have invested well in our police department, and I want to thank you for the time you've given me to share that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I just like to add as well, Steve, thank you so much for recognizing what our police department does, and you were a big influence on all of us, and me including the 38 years you served there with honor and dignity. And, you know, just a little statement about, you know, what happened here with Gene Diaz tonight as well. I think that we all have to consider what the impact on the town is going to be. I know already our police department has been dispatched there. Our fire department, the other night I was on my way home, Clifton and Nutley Fire Departments were there as well. So I think that we have to keep the communications open. I hope that we could move forward with Gene. I think that when Moore and I sat on the first committee and Joe as the mayor, when we switched seats, you did a great job there too. I mean, that site was 25 years out from being repurposed, and I think working together, we could get there. But as everybody said, and not to beat this dead horse, you know, we're here to serve the people of the township, and they have to come first. Obviously, the school overcrowding issue, you know, how this development's going to move forward, we have to take that into consideration, and I think that our developer needs to take all that into consideration of if there is residential there, what are we going to do with the kids that come out of the school, you know, into the school system? So I think there's a lot at play, but I think that we should sit down with him and really have a meeting, and, you know, so we could keep moving forward on the process and have a good working relationship with them and our people that we represent up here. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. A motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 9:27.